Welcome to the Casual Comics Cast.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Casual Comics Cast. It's me, Joe, your casual comics guy, and I've got a couple people with me again this week. First off, we've got Mark with a C. Hey, Mark.
Hello, greetings.
And Mark with a K.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Great.
Good. Trying to stay warm this winter in the Midwest.
You in the mood to talk about some comic books from the 80s?
Yes.
I hope so. Otherwise, I don't know what we're doing.
I'm super
pumped. Yeah. I'm super pumped.
So today we're going to talk, I had a great time talking about the Hercules miniseries that we had in our previous podcast. And today we're going to talk Wolverine. But before we start that, we were chatting before this. It's a big year for Marvel Secret Wars. It's the 40th anniversary of Marvel Secret Wars this year, and Marvel's doing a ton of cool stuff around it, including a new comic, which I don't know. Have we talked about the new comic they're doing, Mark?
No.
Secret Wars? It's a 4-issue limited series, or on issue 2 right now, and I'm really enjoying it. It takes place literally when you read the first comic. It's like, this takes place on this page between these two panels. It's from the panel where Spider-Man gets the Spider-Man, the new black costume.
Black suit,
Next time he sees like Reed Richards, they're like, here's what happened between there. He gets sent to an alternate battle world dimension by other Beyonders.
Oh, really? That's super.
Yeah.
I'm going to check that out. Okay.
I didn't know that was out.
Yeah.
So,
It's kind of fun. It's kind of funny. It says real big. It's got a little logo on it that says 40th anniversary Secret Wars. And they've got all the stuff inside, including like old, fun ads for action figures and stuff. But you guys were just talking about, Mark, there's some action figure re-releases that I didn't know coming.
Yeah, I used to be I don't know what age I was. Well, I guess it was 40 years ago. I was about 12 or 10 or whatever. I used to have these like Secret Wars action figures. They had like hologram shields where you flip them different ways and they show guys, you know, kicking and action type things. Wolverine, you know, Doctor Doom, like all the key dudes. And played with them all the time, and they're re-releasing them this year, so I'm super pumped on that.
That was all the key dudes, all day.
And then I think for some reason Baron Zemo also was not.
Baron Zemo was in there. Baron Zemo was in there.
Yeah, I don't.
Was he not in Secret Wars?
No,
I guess he wasn't.
He wasn't, but he was a Secret Wars character you could buy.
Right. Yeah.
That's weird.
You might want to go back to one of our prior episodes where we reviewed all of the Secret Wars.
All the Secret Wars characters? Yeah, nice.
We actually reread the whole series. Talked about
it. We did.
It was a lot of fun. With somebody who had never read them before, and she said, great way to get in. She knew nothing about that era of Marvel comics history. She's like, I love the series. I was able to read it. I was able to follow along with it, and it got her interested. So
that's awesome. She was a casual comics reader.
Nice.
And the casual comics guy over here, and she liked it. Nice. And they also, the figures is awesome. And then I also read they're releasing starting this month, January, Secret Wars in their original ads and everything. So you can buy
comics, retro re-release.
Yeah. Give them all my money packaged, now.
Are they coming packaged together? Because I've seen them do that before where they package the figure with the actual comic book, a reprint of the comic book. Are you saying they're repackaging them in the original packaging?
I think they're trying to repackage them in their original packaging. I don't know if they're coming with the comic book also, if that's what you were asking.
Yeah, which would be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It would be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool. Yeah, we'll see. Secret Wars is awesome. I know we're talking about some other stuff, but I still remember that Secret Wars cover with the Hulk holding up the mountain saying, you know, he's not happy, you know, or something like that. I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
Those were all some great artwork. All those are awesome. Yeah.
When's the last time you read that, Mark?
It was when we reviewed it. Oh, you're talking the other Mark.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I got to figure something out for this.
K and C is what our relatives used to call us.
K and C.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, let's see. I think it's probably been a good 10 years.
So it's pretty recent. I mean, relatively.
Yeah. Speaking. Well, I used to have a hardbound Secret Wars where they're all bound together, like a book, hardbound book.
Yep.
Yeah. So
very nice. Nice.
Well, this time we're going back in to talk about a different Marvel miniseries, which I really miss that they used to do these because they were a really great way to catch up on the comics. But we're going to talk about Wolverine, the limited series from 1982, the 4-issue limited series. And then we'll talk about that. And I've got some Wolverine trivia at the end for you guys, but we'll start off with some Wolverine trivia. This
Ooh.
One's not a multiple choice. Later, I've got some multiple choice because they get harder.
Mm.
What was the first comic book Wolverine appeared in?
Hulk 181. Hulk 181. Yep.
Mark Incredible knows Hulk. That one.
Yes. 181. Published July 30th, 1974, which makes this the 50-year anniversary of Wolverine as a character in the Marvel Universe.
Hey, wow. Joe, I had two of them, and I gave one of them to Mark.
Okay.
That comic was the kickoff of me collecting comics. Mark gifting me one of his Hulk 181 comics.
It was water damaged, but
yeah,
it would still be like $8,000 water damaged today.
Yeah.
But yeah, you gave that to me, and I think you bought it for like a dime at a flea market or something, Mark.
I got it in a trade for a Godzilla figure.
Even better.
Wow.
Yeah, I totally remember it. Totally remember it. I traded it for a Godzilla figure. Yeah.
Now, while collectors treat Hulk 181 as first appearance of Wolverine, he actually appeared in one panel in Hulk 180.
Right.
So he did. Like, little cameo appearance.
Wendigo. But, yeah.
Yeah.
He was fighting the Wendigo, or went after the Wendigo.
Yeah. So one. Joe, was your answer technically 180 or was it 181? What was your correct
181
answer?
181 is the generally visual. Accepted accounting principles.
That's right. Yeah.
It's the Overstreet Guide. First appearance. Yes.
Yeah.
One of those will pay for your kid to go to college. One won't.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, yeah. We paid for a semester.
Oh, man. So we're going to talk about that series. And then, like I said, we'll have a little bit of Wolverine trivia at the end. And I don't want to, wait too long. This should be, an interesting recap. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, Wolverine.
Great Caesar's Ghost. You're listening to the Casual Comics Cast.
All right. Welcome back to the Casual Comics Cast. And we're here to talk about Wolverine numbers 1 through 4. And I misremembered. I thought this series was written and art by Frank Miller. It's just art by Frank Miller, written by Chris Claremont.
Right.
Who did like the most popular X-Men runs of all time. And it was fascinating because like I expected it to be one thing when I read it. And you can really tell Claremont's writing this because I hadn't read it in a long, long time. And I do have 1 through 4 in my long box, but I will refer to my digital app today. So I don't have to go dig them all out.
Me too. Yeah.
But a fun series. Did you guys read the series when it first was on the shelves?
I did. I did. I don't know if that was a run where I was able to get to the grocery store in a few consecutive months or whatever, but I just always remember the covers on it were awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I did not read it when it first came out. I think there was a little bit of sibling rivalry with my brother. He loved Wolverine and I love Spider-Man. And I think for some reason I didn't want to get into Wolverine because he liked it. So that was, when you're preteen, you just are like, he likes Wolverine. Rebel. I'm not supposed to like him. Yeah. But I did subsequently read it, and he became my second favorite character behind Spider-Man in the Marvel universe, comic book universe.
Nice. Yeah. I don't know that he was as popular as he is prior to this series. I know he was like in X-Men, but it felt like when this came out, like I'm same as you, is I bought him at the corner drugstore. And then all of a sudden, like everybody was talking about Wolverine, and I think this may have kicked it off. So when we start off, we'll kick off with issue number one, which does have that great cover of Wolverine with his claws extended,
it's awesome,
and, like finger being like, "Come on."
That's got to be one of the, like top 10 covers of, or I don't know, maybe top 20 or something. But it's one of the top covers. That's a really great cover.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Super iconic.
Yep.
And then for, again, I always enjoy reading this era of Marvel Comics because it's the whole Jim Shooter editor in chief. You're not allowed to tell a comic book unless you tell everything that the reader needs to know about a character if they're not familiar with it right away.
Yeah. Yep.
And so it opens with a pretty cool, like 4 or 5 page action scene that you sort of learn everything you need to know about Wolverine. If this is your first introduction to him, that there's a crazed bear on the loose in Canada. I think it's in Canada. It's always in Canada.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And right from the start, It's the iconic sentence, I'm the best there is at what I do, right? To
Yeah.
hunt,
What I
to
do.
kill. So they set it up. That's what he does. He's the best at hunting and killing. That was what he was born to do. And then I have a quick sidebar question for both of you. Is the most iconic comic sound snicked or thwip?
Oh, it's got to be Thwip. I
Okay.
think it's Thwip. I think it's Thwip
I think you're right, but that's, wouldn't those be the top
too.
two?
Snick and then Banff.
Bamf.
Oh, Banff. Yeah,
That's
Banff.
pretty good.
Yeah,
Okay.
yeah.
We'll have to have that sometime, Joe. We'll have to do like top iconic comic book
Written
sounds.
sounds.
Thawk.
Yeah.
I actually literally considered having my license plate say Banff, and then I thought they'd think it stood for something else, bad A MF.
Oh, MF. Yeah, they probably would.
Like,
Yeah.
they're probably thinking it means.
I've seen a Thwip Nebraska plate.
Really? I have
Yeah.
too.
Yeah. It's in the wild. It's out there.
Nice. Nice.
That's good.
It's
Anyway,
what the
sorry I got us off track. I just
anyway.
saw the snicked and it just gives you chills when you see it.
Yeah.
It does. It does. But it starts off with yeah, this bear. And so like it's all the things with Wolverine, right? He's a tracker, he's a hunter. He like finds this bear, and it's bloodier than I remember it being. Like
Right.
he tracks down this
Oh,
bear, but
yeah.
he feels like terrible because he knows it's like this bear, something's wrong with it, and he finds it. He kills the bear, and he finds the bear's been shot by a poison arrow, and the hunter didn't finish it off, and now Wolverine's on the case of who this dude is.
Because the bear killed other innocent people
Right.
in its crazed poison state. So you realize Wolverine, he's this killing machine, but he actually has a human side.
Well, he like seeks justice.
Right,
You know, and
right.
that I thought that was actually a Chris Claremont putting that kind of like storyline just at the beginning together. I was like, this is, I think it's awesome. And it was awesome.
Yeah. That's a
Yeah.
good call out. I appreciated that setup with him of beast versus man,
Yeah.
and he kind of is struggling with that, but he ultimately early on they kind of tell you he does the right thing ultimately.
The bear or the hunter, which is the real monster?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's
And
right.
yeah. And so the one panel that was kind of funny is when he gets hit in the face with the glasses. It doesn't look like the glass breaks so much as the cup comes off the handle.
Yeah. It's just the handle. He's like,
Right.
I was hoping you'd do that. You know?
That's
Right.
right.
So Wolverine takes care of it, and then it's like no nonsense. Straight into if this was a movie, it'd be like a jump cut. It's like bar brawl, picture of this woman that I didn't know who she was. I don't think anybody did. This woman, Mariko, and he's got to be on his way to Japan. And it's the first of many times that we're going to talk about honor through the course of this series.
That's
Yeah,
right.
yeah.
Honor and duty. Yes. A lot of themes are on that in this series.
Yeah.
Right. And this is early in Wolverine because he says, you know, there's the difference between her and him is that she comes from, you know, this lineage in
Royal,
Japan where she can trace her ancestry back 2,000 years. And he's like, my father, that's as far as I know. And when we get
Right.
into Wolverine trivia later, he knows a lot more about his family now. It's
Yeah.
pretty complicated.
Yeah,
But I don't know that any of these characters, I could be wrong, that ever appeared in comics, like X-Men comics, stuff like that before. So it's a whole solo adventure. And
different.
he's in
Yeah,
Japan.
whole different.
No X-Men to be found. This guy who's, I don't know whether he's supposed to be the Japanese equivalent of Secret Service or what, but Wolverine's there to visit him. And he's like his girlfriend's it's the classic. I've been writing to my girlfriend for a long time. She's not writing me back. Can't be me. There must be something wrong. So he's
Right.
on the case.
And you don't know, I think, until later, but I think you realize he's like some type of an underworld crime boss, Yakuza
Yeah.
thing. They kind of hint to it. They definitely bring it up later, but that's kind of what you get from that. I love the part because he keeps leaning into this beast or man theme, and I love how he has like that face off with the dogs,
Oh yeah, I wrote that
right?
down
And he's
too.
like,
Yeah.
it's beastly instincts. And he's like, we understand each other. Look.
Right. He's like, they knew to step aside. He's like, and he shows him just looking at him, and he's like, they knew to step aside.
Well, and it's
That was
interesting
awesome.
because that totally carries through like Wolverine's personality through, you know, I think still to this day is like he has more affinity for animals because he knows that they're operating off of instinct and like this a base understanding of, you know, right and wrong and animal instinct versus people who get corrupt. And he even says it like when he's facing off with the dogs, he's like, I'm glad that we came to an understanding. He's like, because I don't like gutting animals. He's like, people are a
Right.
different story though.
Right.
But you know, Joe, like you brought up before, I mean, recognize that Jim Shooter, you know, wants to set up the story, but like I don't recall the level of depth being gone into in previous X-Men, you know, since he was more of a group of characters. So like him getting into the healing and the bones and you can cut through me, but I'm, you know, tracker, you know, like he kept like drilling into this to like, so you really gotta, you know, I mean, it happened at every comic book, of course, but it was basically you really got a feel for what the, you know, he's all about.
Yeah, they really leaned into his skill sets, his
Yeah,
superpowers
they
in
kept
this
restating
comic.
it, and yeah, so
And I
yeah, and
like that.
they give him enough of a challenge, right? Which is he's there to find his girlfriend. He finds out something's wrong. Her father, who's pretty obviously a crime lord, has like married her off to somebody for business sake. And I mean, it's kind of tragic a little bit in that because it does. They keep talking about what honor means in this. And she's like, my father's disappeared forever, but he is my father, and this is how we do things, and you don't understand because you're an outsider. They throw like poison shuriken at him, which then makes him just weak enough that when he's fighting her dad with wooden swords, and I think that's a pretty clever moment because it would be easy for, you know, any other situation to be like, well, I'm just going to kill Wolverine, I'm going to do whatever. And so he shows up, and the father is motivated to like, I just have to get my daughter to like comply with my will, which is then to not be with this person that she said she loves. And knowing that you can't just, or you're going to cause problems when you make that happen, he has to demonstrate to her that this is not the man you thought he was. So after he's been, you know, poisoned and weakened, he's like, I'm gonna show you, I'm gonna duel him, and we're gonna use wooden swords. And he like is hitting Wolverine like in the neck, knowing he's like, there's a nerve cluster here. He's like, that could have killed me, but he's letting me know he can kill me, but he's not going to until like Wolverine's base instincts like take over, and he pulls his claws out, and then he's like, see what kind of animal this man is. He's not, you know, whatever. And so it's almost like he has in a battle where from surface appearances, the stakes are just who's a better fighter has, and but Logan's like, no, he's actually trying to kill me and is defending himself. But it's a clever ruse in a way to then, well, again, dishonor Wolverine to his daughter so that she won't be interested in him.
I did like that setup. I didn't find it even 80s cheesy, and I think maybe that's what the appeal was for a lot of people after this series, is they liked this background of Logan and like this mysterious, he has this girlfriend who's Japanese, and you know, who doesn't love a good, you know, Japanese honor story? I mean, samurais and Yakuza, and it you tied Wolverine into that, and it's kind of cool how they did that and set it up and kind of disgraced him by defeat Lord Sinjin Jin defeats him in that wooden sword battle.
And I think they did some foreshadowing with Shinjin because it's like, you know, he still was a pretty big badass, even though Wolverine was kind of drugged and everything else. I mean, he was pretty good badass to be like setting up like a conflict later on.
They did. They really did set that up well. And the other kind of to raise the stakes, which I liked in here, you know, they had to give you a reason to dislike them even if they're crime lords, and the, you know, the person that Mariko married, you find that he beats her, like you see her bruise on her face, and so it just adds to the whole, not only did he sell her, you know, our convenience marriage, you married him to a real a-hole that likes to beat people, so it's like it just raised the whole stakes of the whole thing of like, okay, now you can't like these people at all. You have to like Wolverine.
Well, it gives him that much more motivation, right? For now. Then he's cast out into the street. He's laying there. And then cliffhanger for issue two, who's this woman that he encounters in the alley? And that's where issue one ends, is him in disgrace and in an alley full of toughs, street toughs.
Street toughs.
I don't know how else to describe them.
I like it.
And then, man, straight into the next issue, and you're straight into the action. But again, it's almost like they cut at the perfect point, because you could pick up the next issue and not have read the first one and still
Exactly.
get what's going
Yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of them were self-containing. Yeah.
It
And
was.
that was really good.
It was now what I've come to realize, it was the Kroger problem, which
Yeah, that's
Mark.
right.
Right. So if you missed an issue, you could still read one in isolation and pick up on it. So,
Right, exactly.
Try and read Fall of the House of X number 12 right now, and you'll be like, what?
be like, what's
Even
going
for people
on?
who read them every day, they put like, I enjoy this era of comics, because usually they'll put a little panel that, like, as seen in whatever, or reference whatever issue. Now with X-Men comics, it's like, here's an appendix, and man,
Right. They have an
here's where you can read
appendix.
stuff.
They expect you to just read online recaps and just like they
I
have
was at
to
Legend.
do
I
your,
was at
it's like
Legend.
just make it easy for us.
Right. I was at Legend Comics the other day, and I was listening to them talk about filing some stuff from their new stock into their back issues. And they're like, I'm just debating where to put this, because although it's a solo title and this and that, you're not going to understand it. Should I put it with the X-Men comics, or should I put it with this character's
Oh,
comic?
it's like a
Because really,
crossover.
it wasn't even
Yeah.
a crossover. They're like,
Oh.
it has nothing to do with it. Like, it is completely 100% to do, not because it wasn't even an event. They're just like, this is just a continuation of something that happened in an X-Men comic, and all the X-Men are there. So it's like, oh my gosh,
Yeah.
Confounding. But
Yeah.
anyway, I'm gonna roll
And
into issue
the hand,
two,
and so
unless you
issue
have
two, the hand, no, the issue two, the hand makes an appearance.
a
It's
hand. I
exciting. I
forgot.
didn't.
I know.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I was like, ooh, a
Yeah, neither
cameo by the
ninjas.
hand. Now, when
Forgot it
was
was the
there? I didn't
hand.
look it up. Maybe you did, Joe. When did the hand first appear in comics in general? Like,
It's around this time.
is it right? I think it's fairly
Yeah,
new where the
it's around this
hand,
time.
because yeah, the second issue starts, I wrote down, starts out with a bang. Like they just come right into
Yeah,
it.
and all the ninjas. Yeah.
And they do the ninjas and they're like the hand, and I'm like, whoa, like I didn't know the hand was even a thing yet with the comics.
And I
Yeah, I
never
don't.
tied it, because I always thought the hand was a Daredevil thing.
Right.
Well, Elektra came in and led them for a while, and that's conflict with Daredevil and everything else. But
Yeah.
I the first appearance of the hand was about around now, I'm pretty sure.
You wanna take a wager before? How long before? I just looked it
Oh,
up.
did
It
you
was
look it up,
before.
Joe?
I just looked it up.
Oh yeah, I don't know. 1972. It was in some other
I want to
obscure
say
thing.
1980.
Master of Kung Fu, 1973.
First appearance. Get your wallets out now. It's gonna not gonna be cheating on us. First appearance, Daredevil number 174, September of 1981. So
Oh, so
just a
close.
year.
You're right
So
around there,
close.
Mark. Yeah,
Okay,
you called it.
yeah, that's cool.
Wow.
And guess what? Also, first appearance right there. You guys, I think, will know this, right?
For
You
Daredevil
Daredevil?
or
No. In the second issue, I wonder if that's the first appearance of Yukio, who ends up being who.
I don't remember that. You have to
You don't?
enlighten me. No.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that's Lady Deathstrike.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure. I did not look it up, so that is a pure knowledge pull, if I'm correct.
Man, if you're right, then you win the night. All right.
Lady
You
Death.
are correct.
There you go.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure that's what led them all astray, because, he has a thing with her, and then he shuns her, and she goes off and gets adamantium claws and comes after to kill him.
This surprises me, though. First
Yeah.
appearance, Daredevil 197 for her,
For Lady
which.
Deathstrike, but not for Yukio.
No. Yeah.
No,
Her
this is
first
Yuriko.
appearance
Or
as
Yuriko.
Yuriko
Yeah,
was
yeah.
in Daredevil 197. Yeah. As Lady Deathstrike, it was Alpha Flight 33.
Oh,
So this
wow.
must not be the same person. Must not be. Is it? Is
Huh.
it? Is it? No. It's not the
Nope.
same.
Maybe
Same
not.
name,
Okay.
different person,
Okay.
apparently.
You
But
sure? I'm pretty sure it's the
I can.
same. I think it's the same. Anyway, but who knows? I'm pretty sure it's the same. Who knows? Okay.
Who knows? I'll call Chris Claremont. I got him on speed
We'll
dial.
get it. I'm pretty sure that's her. That's her, because he shuns her. But anyway,
All right. Why don't we tweet at him and find out? We like should. When I tweeted at James Gunn and he responded to me. I still
really they don't. That's awesome.
Yukio doesn't have a last name in this series.
Yeah,
and I think this is Yukio. Lady Deathstrike is Yuriko. It's got an R in it.
Maybe she added the R after Wolverine shunned her.
Maybe when she's in the Witness Protection Flag, whatever.
I have no idea.
They have over there. This is the issue where, like, I thought the art in the first book was good, and I was paying attention to it because I knew it was Frank Miller. This beginning of the second book, this full panel here is the one that, like, I was like, oh yeah, this is Frank Miller, like, just being Frank Miller now. And I thought that was really great. It starts, and the title of it is, you know, it starts with like a small battle, a 2-page splash, and then a full page action with like 700 arrows shooting at them. I'm like, this is a literal wall of arrows flying up at them. And Wolverine grabs her and they jump out the window, and it's a pretty cool, this starts off with a lot of action, and it's really, I think, well staged. And it, again, you get to like page 6 and it's Wolverine. I'm the best there is, right?
Yeah.
Brings it up again.
But this is before his powers got cranked to 11, right? So he gets stabbed. It's not like now in the comics, like Wolverine, like it's a nuclear bomb exploded on him, and like 3 minutes later he's fine. And here it's like he gets stabbed and it hurts, and it like it's not until like hours later that he's fully healed from even. Yeah. Stab wounds, which makes, I think, him a more compelling character in these comics.
Yeah, right? Totally.
I like the one thing I wrote down, kind of silly because I'm a snarky guy. They had a thought bubble translated from Japanese. I was like, but because I guess you're thinking in Japanese, so they wanted you to know that. So Yukio,
Yukio
is like doing thought bubbles on like the opening panels, and it says, you know, a little asterisk, and it says translated from Japanese.
Nice.
I was like, oh, okay.
Nice.
Thanks.
Nice. Oh, I just looked it up. I do not win any prize. Yukio is a separate ninja character than Yuriko. So never mind on that one. So that was a no prize. But you know, like in here, like Joe, you start out with it. Like some of the art with like, you can tell where Frank Miller took a little more time. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really evident. Like when he shows the claws, like his claws are out just looking. Like, I mean, it's like, oh, that's a really cool panel.
Yeah.
Versus like, you know, like when he was fighting the, you know, the boss dude in the first comic, you know, it was almost like, you know, bam, whip, you know, like it wasn't as careful, but that was a really good piece of artwork.
Yeah. He does a lot of interesting things with shadow. Like there's a really cool panel of Wolverine where it's like you can see his hair and his whole body, but his entire face is just cast in shadow. And all you see is like his glowing eyes.
Yeah. 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 That's awesome.
It's
funny you
really
said that,
cool
Joe.
Stuff.
That was one of my favorite. It just says, and then they just truncate it. I'm the best. Like he just says that. That's that panel I'm looking at right now. It is really good. Yeah.
That's because they have to get to one of the most awkward like love scenes that I've seen in the comic book in a long, long time.
Yeah.
I've been reading comics for a long time. Like some of the cheesy. This is where I don't think Claremont's at his best is in writing this kind of. It's like. This was like so funny to me. Like this is the least seductive dialogue ever, where she's like, "You think me skilled in the arts of war? Wait till you see me perform those of lungs."
Yeah.
Wolverine responds, "A woman after my own heart," and she says, "Among other things."
I wonder if
she had to change her name to Yuriko.
Pick up line.
She was so embarrassed.
She was like, "Yeah,
yeah."
And then he says later, "Okay, I need some sack time."
Yeah, that was awesome.
I wrote down
walked away. Yeah. He's walked away.
Yeah. Okay, I said she pursued and Logan withdrew.
That was hilarious.
That is the weirdest panel though, because she's making her moves on him. And then he's got Mariko, his girlfriend, superimposed over his head while he's staring, and his face is saying to me, "Think about baseball. Think about baseball." and his thought is, the chemistry is perfect, but I won't respond. It's like, just think on sexy thoughts.
That was awesome.
But you find out, I mean, she's trying to seduce him. Like, there's something else going on here.
Yeah.
You kind of indicate that. It's like, that doesn't, that's a little too much too soon. And you find out later, but that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Because she like ends that scene with like, "You are mine."
Just marked her
She's
territory.
gonna figure it out. Yeah, it's like, oh my goodness. Oh my gosh.
Then there's another castle infiltration scene, which is fabulous. Oh, because
Right.
you do find out pretty much right away that she's working for Shinjin.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
Yes.
she's supposed to be seducing him in order to kill him.
Right.
And
Yep.
she hasn't done it. He's like super
Changes
mad.
her mind. Yeah.
Yep. And so that was, I mean, I'm skipping ahead, but that was where I reread it because I thought I missed something, but I think the writing there was a little bit of a plot hole. Later on, you find out Yukio was hired by Lord Sinjin for Logan or Wolverine to take out a rival.
Right.
They say that later, but I don't recall them saying it now.
Right.
I thought her primary and only objective was to seduce him and then kill him, but it was to
It was his
seduce
buddy.
him, kill his buddy, and then kill him. And I was like,
Yeah.
oh, well, that makes more sense, but I don't, the writing wasn't clear enough. They were too
No, it
busy writing
wasn't. The same way with
seductive.
me when I was reading it. Yeah.
I think maybe they're trying to hide it a little bit. Is that because then that is that sweet like castle infiltration scene. Which is like he wants her to come in and have and they're inviting another crime boss or somebody there under the ruse of let's see a kabuki performance, and he wants them to assassinate her, and his daughter's going to be there, and then he's like, keep her safe though. Oh, it's like putting her in harm's way. There's a one of my favorite panels in that is them swimming underwater to get into the castle. I thought it was pretty cool. And that whole fight scene with the Kabuki theater troupe, who are also trained samurai. That's pretty great.
Really good artwork. And the whole point of that, which you'd say is kind of the beast mode part of Wolverine, his climax of that part, which was he essentially goes into berserk mode, and then Mariko's horrified by all that, and he's like,
He's like,
oh, I don't,
yeah. She saw me at my worst.
Right.
Like I was in the berserker mode.
Right.
And then she's like, I've lost her forever or whatever. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
So you
Wolverine's
really
gotta
kind
get
of end
some.
issue two on a bit of a downer, right? And then
Right.
Yukio's like, excellent.
Yeah. She's scheming. Wolverine needs a little bit more of that energy of like, hey, listen, lady, if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me. Yeah.
They could have used that. So
So
yeah, it was
yeah.
good fight scenes too, Joe, and a good mixture of shadows, two color art, and then just fighting. It was really great. It was really good read.
Yeah. That's why again I like these issues because it's like just enough story. There's some things, but then you get to a fight, right? And that's kind of like it. When you read a whole book and it's just a lot of dialogue to set up to a next book, you're just like, come on. So
Well, I think it's an old movie principle. It's like don't say what you can show. And in Wolverine's case, especially, it's almost like when you think of The Matrix, Mark, when we would see The Matrix, and he says the only way you get to know somebody is by fighting them. And it's like the fight sequences, the way they're staged in every case, the one of him and Shinjin and the one we're talking about now with the Kabuki, the way the fights are staged tells you something about the character that they don't have to just speak.
Totally agree.
All right.
So that
Well,
was
let's take a
issue
quick.
two, right, Joe? That was a good one.
This is number two. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll recap three and four, and we'll talk some of our thoughts on those when we return.
You're listening to the Casual Comics Cast. Superman service at bizarro prices.
All right. Feels like we got through the first two issues, which we did. But we're going to
Feels
talk about
halfway through.
Wolverine 1982. That's a thing. That's a thing. And we'll recap the other issues. We don't have to hit plot beat by plot beat, because these issues, though they move pretty quick. And again, you dive into an issue three where issue two ended on a bit of a cliffhanger. Wolverine disgraced once again in front of Mariko, his girlfriend. And not this time so much disgrace. He was helping her and he was like saving their lives. But the fact that he had to lose all control and become more of a bloodthirsty beast than the man that she loves has been an embarrassment, and now he's just like, now he's like, he's almost like where I remember him at the beginning of the first X-Men movie. He's just hanging out at a seedy bar, getting drunk, fighting people for like just for sport.
Yeah,
he's like fighting some sumo dude.
Yeah, went out and had a few drinks, and you know, yeah, picked up the dirty, but it was a dirty sumo wrestler. Remember, he got suspended for you know, doing some dirty punches or something. But and then took him out and threw him through a window. That was awesome.
Yeah, and he couldn't. You can't be in Japan without some sumo wrestler fight. So that was awesome.
Right.
And then
right.
they kind of slip in there of she's my lady. So they show you like him and Yukio are a thing now. Like she.
Yeah,
got,
like
she
there
said,
was a
gotcha.
Gap there, like in between yep. comic books where yeah.
So she must have joined him for sack time.
you busy
for sack time.
Well, in fact, this samurai character, it was the model that they used to build E Honda in Street Fighter.
What?
Yeah. That would be awesome if it was, wouldn't it? Yeah.
But it is a sumo wearing blue jeans and like dress shoes while he's fighting for some reason.
He took off his shirt after Wolverine bumped into him at the bar.
Right. And like his main move is like as Wolverine has like hoisted him over his head, like deadlift, hoisted this guy over his head, is to punch him in the nose.
I thought that was awesome.
Jeans and dress shoes, Joe. I can't get over it. Oh my gosh. That's good.
But yeah, Yukio and Wolverine are stumbling around again out on the streets. His friend from the beginning shows up and is like, hey, Logan, I need your help. And he's like, get out of here. And then passes out on some train tracks, pretty much. Well, they're making out on the train tracks. And I couldn't tell in this sequence whether, because like the train's coming and the tracks are rumbling and his head is on the rail. And she's like, we wait for the final moment. He's like, what are we waiting for? And she's like, you'll see. And then at the last second, they jump out of the way of the tracks. And I was like, was she trying to kill him or was she like just getting a high off the adrenaline?
I think it was the adrenaline thing because they had that bottle there and they're like, oh, you know, watch the bottle when the train's coming. But I took it almost like, you know, there used to be a movie called The Program where they were laying down in traffic and things like that. But it was like a adrenaline junkie, I think, making out on the train tracks with a bullet train coming at 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, I think that was. They just wanted an adrenaline rush. That's kind of my conclusion. Yeah. But then he immediately falls asleep.
Yeah.
He's like,
that
I'm
was
tired.
Awesome. That was awesome.
It's like, yeah, and then he has a totally weird, weird dream.
Yeah.
He was like a Ronin or something, right?
It got him a kick in the face, but yeah.
Right, because he's passed out drunk, sleeping. He's having a dream of samurai and where Mariko and her father are like killing him. She gets accosted by the hand. They tell her, either you kill Wolverine now or we'll kill you. And she's like, all right. And then she turns on them and starts wailing. And she kills all the dudes with the hand. Wolverine wakes up from his stupor.
Yeah.
She's like, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
And he's like, Mariko.
Oh, oops. Classic dude move.
To the face.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah.
In a very
she fell for him. So you find out then that's when they reveal she was supposed to kill him, but she really fell for him.
Right.
What is that, like the reverse Florence Nightingale syndrome, I guess? Something. I don't know. But then she kicks him and runs off all pissed off.
Yeah. And this is where Miller, I think, you know, I don't know. I didn't read a lot of his other comics from the era, but going through this miniseries, I start seeing him get more and more Frank Miller to where, like, as she's sneaking around, like, dressed in ninja outfits, it's just a solid black blob, her entire body. There's no features. There's no nothing except then her head.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I think it's kind of, you know, she's going into like, you know, beast mode, dark mode, assassin mode. I think that was kind of the whole point there.
Right. And so in this issue is where he finds out that like she's breaking in to do something and she winds up killing his best friend, Asano.
Yep.
Yeah. He smells the poison on the blade. He knows it's her. And now he's chasing her.
Yeah, it's on. Don't let me catch you or you're going to die.
And there's a classic snick panel there, which is pretty cool.
Yes,
where it's like the claws popping out.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome.
That's so great.
I love it. Then another big fight with a hand, and this is what I forgot, and I love it. It's like the hand dissolve into dust when they're killed, which I think is pretty fun.
I know.
Because well, he likes makes a joke about it at some point, is that they're like self-cleaning. They just like clean up after themselves. They just dissolve. There's no bodies left.
And before that, and it leads into the fourth issue, which was one of my favorite, was there's essentially like two full pages of just action scenes. Like you said, Joe, don't tell the story, like show it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there's just really cool fight scenes, no dialogue, and I really enjoyed that in this comic, and this whole series, actually.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you know what's kind of funny is, like, so you think then the next, that this is a very plot light issue, you know, the plot beat points are he finds out who Yukio is really working for and how that's mm-hmm. going, and he like devotes himself to get back and find Mariko, and this last issue, which is called Honor, was I think like one of my favorite cappers to any of these mini series that I can recall. I'm interested to go back and read more, but this felt very much, these two leading into each other felt very Quentin Tarantino to me, in that you've got straight action, very little dialogue, and then this is the culmination of everything. It was like very Kill Bill to me.
Yeah, right. I didn't think about it until you just said it. That's a good point. That's good call out there. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, and real quick, at the end of issue three, this is where they try to drive the point home with you of he has his moment of clarity. Logan does. He's like, it's about making the attempt. He's like, there's this beast and man struggle, and he's like, no, it's just about making an attempt to be better every day. And we've talked about this a lot in series, as Joe. It's like what I enjoy most about comics is they make clear the message that they're trying to make, of like it's a human message to everybody.
A deeper
meaning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I really enjoy that. I didn't know it at the time when I was first reading it, but now when you go back and read it, you're like,
right,
like yeah, that's a really good.
Yeah, really I might have skipped forward to all the fight scenes back when bought it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what are they talking about? Okay, they're ninjas.
Right. So, yeah. Right. They're ninjas going to dust. Who cares?
Yeah.
So, well, but yes, I think issue four, but yes, Joe.
I think one of the reasons I have fondness for these, right, is because I wasn't in the same place when these were coming out as I am today. And so if I bought a comic book, I maybe bought three per month, and I had so much more free time than I have now. You can guarantee I was going to read it 100 times. And
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You'd soak it all in, which was great.
Yes.
But yeah. I don't know, the fourth issue is pretty plot heavy, and I don't necessarily want to go through it beat by beat, but it's great because it culminates, like I said, it really reminded me of a Tarantino with
peaks.
Wolverine's got his clarity.
Yep.
He's like, and it starts off with the big first caption box, first panel. I'm Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And it's almost like you said, Mark, it's like, if you think of that coming off of issue three, he's finally got clarity to who he is. He's like, I'm this, and he's accepted it. Like, yep. I'm Wolverine. And then the tough guy, if you're smart, you don't want me for an enemy.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a very like plot compelling way that a lot of these gangster stories are told, he's going to take down the operations. It's not going to go for the head guy.
The whole thing. Yeah, yeah. I thought that was awesome, because in the beginning there, too, it's like there was a quote like, I set my best ninja, you know, to get him. And then he's like, ding dong. What is that? Oh, it's a box for you, sir. Here you go.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the hoods for all the ninjas you sent.
With a note that says tonight.
Tonight. And then it's funny too, because it almost reminded me of like a Tango and Cash, you know, that 80s movie where they had all the weapons and everything else. He like lays out all the ninja weapons, and he's like, usually I don't use these, but today I will. And then he's got the crossbow and the shurikens and the knives and everything else. And he's like, ching, 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 you know, let's load him up like commando and go get this guy.
Right, right. It was very 80s vibe of, we're going to take down the entire thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was awesome.
From the ground up.
Yeah, yeah,
you can see it. You can see it as a movie sequence of guns. I need more guns. He's got the throwing stars. He's got things that don't even actually look like weapons to me. Like, that's not even a throwing star. What is that?
Yeah, that looks like a bottle opener, but I don't know.
Right. He's got something that looks like a screwdriver that's got a chain that looks like it's a chain to like a piston or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, he's not drawn by Rob Liefeld. He doesn't have any pouches to keep all that stuff in. I don't know where it's all going because he's still in a skin tight outfit.
And then they switch to Yukio, who is going to infiltrate and I guess go after Lord Shinjin.
Same time.
Same time. And
yeah,
again, cheesy part. Somebody throws a net on her and she literally screams out, "I'm caught."
yeah.
At least they make it clear she yells it in Japanese.
That's capture right. her alive. Yeah.
I'm caught. It's like, okay, yeah, we saw that.
But it's like they're talking trash to her. They're like, even you are no match for the Immortal Hand, even though you've seen her take out like 12 of them at once.
Right. Oh my goodness.
And then you get a great confrontation between her and Shinjin where you think he's gonna kill her and he doesn't. He's like literally the fact that she's there to kill him makes him not kill her, because he's like, I see you're here to balance the scales for what I did. I respect that. And although I will beat you up, I'm not going to kill you. Although maybe his daughter stops her from killing him too at some point. Because while he's beating her up, like the radio has been going, they're trying to be like, everyone's dead. And he's like, oh, sorry. I'm beating this lady up right now.
Yes. And, no, I love that, Joe. That kind of gets back to the honor theme. It's like, you know, I should kill you for trying to kill me, but I see why you were going to do it, and I respect and honor that. So you're free to go.
Yeah.
And then the least honorable person, her husband, her new husband, like grabs her and puts a gun to her head to hold her hostage so that Wolverine will attack him. And then he gets killed, and I was 100% certain that was going to be her dad killing him. That would have made it better, but it wasn't. It was Yukio.
Yeah.
Oh, who, yeah. That's a good point, Joe. That would have been better if the dad. Oh. Yeah.
And then what was the side slash to the dress? And is it supposed to think like whether you maybe she killed Mariko, but then she didn't really. And she goes up to Wolverine and says, I just cut the dress, or, you know, I just hit the cloth. And I was like,
yeah,
I don't know what that was. Yeah.
I think it was supposed to scare us, but I wasn't scared, but maybe I was.
I was scared. Oh, I didn't know what to do. Mariko, I thought she was gone.
I do think it was supposed to be like a switcheroo. You were going to think she was attacking her. And she cuts like her like part of her robe off. But I thought that, especially because Wolverine doesn't have the healing powers he has, was that she was putting it on him like some kind of wrap or bandage because he had been shot. But I could be wrong. But like there's a the very prior page, her husband is shooting Wolverine.
Yeah.
So yeah, nowadays he wouldn't need that.
Yeah.
The bullet would just fall out.
The reason why they needed Yukio to kill the husband is Wolverine let her go because of that. That's why they had to do it. It would have been, I think, interesting what you were saying, but that's Wolverine's like, I have to let her go because she did kill and save Mariko's life.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah,
so
yeah.
That was kind of the hook there, I think.
Right. And so now you get into that very Kill Bill one-on-one battle between final fight.
Yes. Like, I wrote that down, Joe. I said final boss fight. It totally had that vibe. Yeah. Boss fight.
And total, like, again, setting it up for awesome end scene, but like, he's fighting, he has one of his hands claws out and he's fighting. And I'm like, why doesn't he have both hands claws out? Because I didn't remember that panel. And then, of course, you know, the end panel, he kills him with the snicket, you know, right into the face.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's why he did it. But that was an awesome, you know, ending fighting scene.
It was.
Yeah. And he gets stabbed like right through the kidney.
Yeah. With the sword. Ah, my liver. That was awesome.
He did. And that final death blow, his eyes are red. Mm. Wolverine's are. So he's like, you know what happened. Shink.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I like it.
But great panels of no dialogue, Joe.
I loved it.
Great artwork. It was fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you get the quick epilogue, which is you flash back, you know, him and Mariko have their moment where, you know, they talk, and then, you know, just smash cut. It's that movie where at the end you're going to see like the last 3 minutes of the movie, and it's just the X mansion and everybody standing around like, "Oh, what's this? We got a letter from Logan in the mail, and it's the wedding invitation."
I know, and he's wearing a little like outfit. Yeah,
little like
that's
a,
called.
I don't know what that's called either.
I don't know what that's called, but you know what I mean. Yeah, and then he says, "Hey, Elf, don't forget the beer."
I thought that was awesome.
Classic,
great touch. Either he's gonna bust his chops or Scott Summers' chops, but this time it was the Banff boy.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah,
I loved it. It was great. I swear that I thought this had a different ending. I remembered them getting married at the end, but I swear I thought it ended with him being laid up in a hospital because he didn't have the healing powers. And I think I might be confusing it with the Kitty Pryde and Wolverine series.
Yes.
Which is a 6-issue series.
That's okay. You're funny that you said that, because I got confused too. So I looked it up, and if I'm going to spoil your trivia, Joe, and this is a spoiler alert, but they don't get married.
Does she die?
She becomes the head of the Yakuza crime clan.
Nice.
Not the hand.
But their wedding is halted by the supervillain Mastermind, who used a mind control device to change her mind.
Okay.
So they never get married. And in fact, tying it to What If, Joe, there's a What If comic that is What If Wolverine marries Mariko. I didn't read it yet,
really?
But I was like, yeah. I was like, what? Like, that's so crazy. So there's a What If comic.
I did not know that.
It. So maybe we got to follow up that comic. But yeah, it's a what if they actually do get married, what happens?
Yeah, we've been
but
talking what if. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So
that's
there's a
so
what
funny
if they
the way
get married. Yeah.
That description is because I just imagine Mastermind sitting there at the wedding, and when they're like, does anyone have any reason these two people should not be married? He's like, no, with his little device. Yep. She's like, hey, wait a minute, what am I doing?
Right. Yeah. So they don't ever get married. Oh. And that's why there's a what if comic about it. And
what
to
about
our
on,
points.
What about
like
our...
Yeah, but this is a big kickoff of Wolverine. It must have been a big enough deal to have a What If comic about it, right?
It must have been. Like, now you get me interested enough to go back into the Marvel Unlimited app and read that of what happens
what
then and why they don't get married in the What If.
Right. Yeah. Just wanted to drop that for our for the listeners here
future.
In case they wanted to keep going. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real fun. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we'll take a look at that. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll do just some final thoughts on the Wolverine miniseries, and then I've got some Wolverine trivia for you guys. We'll be
Great.
Right back.
You're listening to the Casual Comics Cast. You know the rules. We're not done until one of us can't get up.
All right, guys. So we're talking about the Wolverine miniseries from 1982, issues 1-4. Chris Claremont, writer on that. Frank Miller with the art. You know, we just did the Hercules series. Compare and contrast. What do you guys think this versus the Hercules stuff?
Mine was more of that, like, you know, Hercules was somewhat at times over the top with, you know, have at thee, you know, like, and I am more biased towards, like, here's some talk, here's some setup, big fight scene. You know what I mean? And right. And I think the fights in the Wolverine series were just cool, because this is the time again in the 80s where I think, like, you know, ninjas became big and, you know, everything else. And I just remember thinking back how Wolverine was such a badass just because, you know, he's kicking the crap out of ninjas and going over to Japan, taking on these shoguns and crime bosses. I thought it was awesome.
Every woman's either trying to kill him or kiss him.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Right. If both are same in that, if you want to casually get into what is Wolverine about, what is Hercules about, awesome series. But I agree with my cousin. Wolverine is just way cooler.
Yeah.
And the fight scenes are way cooler. There's so much mystery around the Yakuza and Japan and the honor and all that stuff. And the stakes are just more fun, where in Hercules, it's more fantastical, right? It's
cosmic
stuff and all that. And that's fine, but depends on, I liked them both, but depending on what your style is, you'll like one more than the other. And I agree with Mark that Wolverine, I enjoyed better.
It's got a little bit deeper themes, I think, but I think the reason I said, you know, I compare my mind is, it's almost like what I appreciate about the, you know, why I'm so glad they're making more movies and TV shows. And, you know, you can say what you want about the quality now, but when they're doing it right, it's almost like you can take and flex any genre, right? You can take this hard-boiled badass ninja story that has mm-hmm. themes of, you know, love and honor.
Right.
You know, as surface level as they might be, you know, you can only scratch the surface in a dialogue light, you know, comic book. And then you can have something that's like outer space goofy adventure. Mm-hmm. that's funny and light. So I don't know. I think it was fun. I think this, like we talked about this, you guys both mentioned, I think this was like a turning point for Wolverine. It's a mm-hmm. great place for people who want to know why people love this character.
Yep.
To get a good grip on it. And that was what I really liked about them doing these, is because there's a lot of characters that you only ever saw as part of a huge team book. And so Marvel would do a good job sometimes of spotlighting them. And I'm a little bit sad. It's kind of funny right now. There's a couple. I wish they would promote more stuff like this now, because I started reading mm-hmm. White Widow. There's a new White Widow series, and I was really mm-hmm. hesitant to pick it up, but I grabbed it and I read the first one. I'm like, this is fun. And then I was like, do I really want to, like, out of all the comics I'm reading, do I want to have another comic that I'm trying to read? And then I looked at the solicits in Preview Magazine. It's a 4-issue limited series. And I'm like, that would have made my mind so much quicker that I would be interested in reading it, buying it, if they had put on the cover number 1 of 4 in a 4-issue limited series.
Or even just say limited. Like, even Wolverine's doesn't say 1 of 4. It just says limited series or something at the top. But you're right. They should just do that. Talking about the seriousness again, Joe, a quick comment I wrote down on the issue 4. She mentions at the end, Mariko, about, if this turned any worse, I would kill myself in like honorable suicide or whatever the term is. Right. And I'm just saying, for like a comic book to say that,
to go into all that, yeah,
even mention it, it's a little strong. I liked it. I'm just saying, it's stuff you pick up on now that you're like, wow, that's actually right. That they put that in there.
But you think about all that was packed into that four issues. Again, a little different than Hercules, right? You had two women. He ended up being in love with both of them by the end, but then going after the other one. You know what? You know, it's just.
Yeah.
The whole fight scene, crime bosses, hitmen. I mean, there's just a lot packed in. That could be a movie. So,
yeah,
easily.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially the way it's staged, you can just see it. You can see the cinematic quality to this.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Loved it. All right. So let's, I spent some time in celebration of Wolverine's 50th anniversary this year. Big 5-0. Yeah. This comic series is good because it gets you into the lighter level of Wolverine. But I've got some trivia for you guys that'll go a little deeper. And I've got some multiple choice. Hopefully you'll think this is interesting or fun.
All right.
I don't have any
rules. Always fun, Joe. Always fun.
Yeah.
I don't have points. I don't know if you guys want to
keep score.
His cousins are free
Mark
to
will keep score. Your score. You guys I can are guarantee free. You that Mark will keep score. He'll keep
whatever,
it over
whatever. I don't know if this is just for bragging rights in the family or...
That's right, just bragging what. Rights.
So this first one I'm not even going to give you is a multiple choice.
Okay.
Which is, what is Wolverine's original name?
Logan.
His birth name.
James Howlett.
Is that right?
Correct.
Nice.
1 point for C.
That's right.
As revealed in the Wolverine-centered comic book Origin number 1 in 2001... Wolverine was born as James Howlett in northern Alberta, Canada, during the late 1880s, purportedly to rich farm owners John and Elizabeth Howlett, though he was actually revealed to be the illegitimate son of the Howlett's groundkeeper, Thomas Logan. He would later adopt the name Logan while working at a mining colony in the Yukon.
Wow.
So there you go.
James Howlett. Yeah.
Such James a Howlett. Worse
good
name
memory.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people are naming their kids Logan now.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't start with James.
There's a lot of Logans.
They did do James.
All right. The rest of these I'll do multiple choice.
Okay.
What supervillain removed the adamantium from Wolverine's skeleton? Doctor Doom.
Magneto.
Onslaught, Apocalypse, or Magneto?
Magneto.
Apocalypse.
It's one you feel like should be a trick question, but it's not. In X-Men number 25 in 1993, Magneto ripped the adamantium from Wolverine's body.
I read it. Yeah.
The trauma caused his healing factor to burn out, and he left the X-Men for a time. Eventually, the villain Apocalypse captured Wolverine, brainwashed him into becoming the Horseman Death, and successfully rebonded the adamantium to his skeleton. Right.
So he put him back together, Humpty Dumpty.
That's right.
There you go. That's the way it went. Who was
Point
Wolverine's
Gryffindor?
Who was Wolverine's first wife? Yukio, Mariko, Itsu, or Maureen?
I'm going to go with that off again? Itsu.
Yukio, Mariko, Itsu, or Maureen?
Maureen.
The answer is Itsu. After World War II, Logan married Itsu, a Japanese woman who conceived his child. When Logan returned home one day, he found Itsu's lifeless body and presumed the unborn baby to be dead as well. He later discovered it was the Winter Soldier who killed her, and the unborn child had been cut from Itsu's womb.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. That's pretty dark.
That's pretty crazy.
Kind of sad, yeah.
What organization did Wolverine's clone work for? The corporation, the firm, the institute, or the facility?
The corporation.
The firm.
You're both wrong.
Oh, the institute?
No.
No?
X-23, popular in comics today, first appeared in the animated X-Men Evolution TV series.
Yeah.
She is Wolverine's clone and later his adopted daughter. Created to be the perfect killing machine, she proved herself a capable assassin working for an organization called The Facility. Mm-hmm. X-23 also appeared in the movie Logan, although she was not a clone of Logan in that film.
Gosh, that was a great movie too, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was a good movie. Yeah. Especially when he was a limo driver.
Yeah.
That was good. That was
no good. Points awarded.
No points. No point.
No point. Full point.
Who helped Wolverine escape from hell? Was it Blade, Deadpool, Ghost Rider, or Angel?
Ghost Rider.
I'm going to say Angel.
Wolverine managed to escape from hell with the help of his girlfriend, Melita Gardner, Damien Hellstrom, and the Ghost Rider. However, his body was still possessed by demons.
Oh.
Nice.
Ghost Rider, point K. Tied
one
up.
One to one, tied up.
Two to two.
Okay. Or two to two. Okay.
Which team was Wolverine never a member of?
Okay.
The Avengers, X-Force, Fantastic Four, or none of the above? He was a member of all those teams.
Wow. So what was it? X-Force, Avengers,
The Avengers, the Fantastic Four.
He was. I'm gonna say
X-Force.
Okay, I'm gonna say Fantastic Four.
The answer is none of the above. On top of being a prominent member of the X-Men and X-Force, Wolverine has been a member of the Avengers and even the Fantastic Four. Fantastic Four number 347 from October of 1990, a female Skrull alien named Delilah, who was an empath, a shapeshifter, and a telepath, captured the real Fantastic Four. Pretending to be Sue Richards, she convinced Wolverine, Spider-Man, Hulk, and Ghost Rider to form a new Fantastic Four to avenge the Fantastic Four's deaths. She sent them to fight the Mole Man so she could steal a powerful Skrull device that crash-landed on the Monster Isle. The only other character to be... Bonus point, can you name the only other character who is on those same four teams?
Spider-Man.
Who's been a member of all four of those teams.
Deadpool?
X-Men, X-Force, Wolverine, and the... Or X-Men, X-Force, Avengers, and Fantastic Four. There's only one other character who's been in all four.
Wow. Colossus? I don't know who else it would be.
Would it be Cyclops? Cyclops.
Cyclops?
Storm.
Storm.
Yes. Storm.
Yeah. In the That's old right. man Logan storyline, do you guys ever read Old Man Logan?
Maybe not. No.
It's loosely the inspiration for the movie Logan.
Yeah, because it gave how he grew up and everything. But yeah, go ahead.
Which gang killed Logan's wife and children? The Spidey Gang, the Crazy Thunder Gang, the Hulk Gang, or the Gorgon Gang?
Gorgon Gang.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Gorgon Gang.
I have no idea.
Maureen was Logan's wife in the future. She wasn't his first wife. And the mother of his children, Scotty and Jade. He named his kid Scotty.
Nice.
She and her children were killed by the Hulk Gang while Logan was away.
The Hulk Gang. Okay.
That's a really, if you've never read Weird. Old Man Logan, it is a really interesting series. It goes off the rails at points, but it takes place in the future. And it is... Well, it's like almost a post-apocalyptic Mad Max type Western, and you don't know why at the beginning, but there's no more superheroes. The world is overrun by supervillains, and Wolverine's living out sort of in a desert, trying like to carve a niche in like a little farm that's an arid farming area, and he is sworn to never use his claws again. And through the course of the series, you find out what happened and why he is living as a hermit now with his wife and two kids.
All right. Adding it to the list.
All right. And the Hulk Gang. And the Hulk gang is very interesting. No spoilers. Hulk finds out the only person that he is capable of mating with is She-Hulk, because she's the only one strong enough, and all of their children are inbred. Like,
oh wow,
stupid. Yeah,
Joe, is it a 5-issue series, Old Man Logan?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, and the character was popular enough that when they did the Secret Wars with the Battle World recently, and they were tying in different various parts of Marvel Universe, they brought part of the Ultimate Universe, they brought Old Man Logan into the main 616 continuity.
Got it. Gotcha. All right. Got it.
Awesome. That's list. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the name of when Wolverine joined the Blackfoot tribe of Native Americans? What was the name of his lover? Silver Sable, Silver Fox, Silver Samurai, or Silver Claw?
Silver Fox.
Silver Claw.
Logan resided for a time with the Blackfoot tribe of people until the apparent death of his lover, Silver Fox, at the hand of Sabretooth, yeah. Which then turned out to be trick again. Sabretooth didn't really kill her. They made him. Wolverine's got a lot of mind wipes going on.
He does. He does. A lot of people messing with him.
All right. This is the last one. Which heroine in continuity did Logan have a physical relationship with? Speaking of his many love interests, Domino, Elektra, Red Sonja, or all of the above?
Huh.
I'm going to go with Red Sonja.
I'm going to go with all the above. Playa.
All of the above.
Yeah.
Apparently, Playa. Logan gets around even going back in time to get it on with Red Sonja.
Yeah, that's a...
In various, I remember that.
In various iterations of the Marvel Universe, he also scores with Domino, Elektra, Jean Grey, Rogue, Mystique, Black Cat, Invisible Woman, Snowbird, and Storm.
Wow,
that guy's racking it.
He's racking it up. Yeah,
Kay wins the battle of the bragging rights for Wolverine.
That's right. That was a few guesses in there, but yeah,
love it.
Fun time,
Joe. So thanks for picking this out. This was great.
Yeah, this is a good one. This was a good limited series. Yeah,
yeah. So as we head into the future. Well, are there other limited series you guys would recommend? Because I'd like to, I think these, I'm having a great time reading these. I'd like to cover some more of them. You know, we did Hercules, Wolverine. Any other ones stand out in your mind that you're like, hey, I remember reading that. I'd love to go back and read it again. And the only reason this one came to mind is I sent you that picture, Mark, where I was at Legend Comics and they just did a reprint of issue number one. And I saw it sitting there on the shelves and I was like, oh, I took a picture of it. I'm like, let's read this again.
Right. Right. I mean, I liked, I like the team, like X-Men versus Wolverine, Avengers, Fantastic Four versus the X-Men. I liked those. I wouldn't mind rereading those. It's been a bit. Those were in the 90s, though.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Huh.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind X-Men that one. Alpha that one's good.
Series. There is an X-Men versus Fantastic Four because I just bought them because I found all four of them. For like $3 for $4 at Krypton Comics. I was like, I just may as well grab them. I don't think I have those.
Or we could do, you know, I think it's Mark's favorite series. Maybe that I think of all time, Peter Porker Spider-Ham.
The spectacular Spider-Ham.
Oh my God.
That was awesome.
That was great. That was so great.
There's a lot of great ones from that time. And I think some of them, we talked about it in the Hercules podcast. I think some of them that I enjoyed was where it was a person on the team and you pluck them out of the team, like Nightcrawler. There's a Nightcrawler series where it's like, now I get to see, like with Wolverine, I get to see, it's almost like, what is he doing when he's not hanging out with the X-Men?
Right.
He's
right,
gonna have some life somewhere. But yeah, if you want to do one of those team up books, shoot
it.
Yeah,
I'm open to that. I'm open to that
because Mark hasn't read them, but I'm also open to, I never read it. It's an 80s one, Joe, but it's a 4-issue series on Black Panther.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
I don't know if I've read that. Is that when he gets his collar? Like the,
I don't know. I've never read it. I just remember seeing it and we should think about maybe reading that one. That's an individual character. It's a nod to Chadwick Boseman, right? So we could,
I'm down with that.
We could do the Black Panther one, Joe.
All right. Well, it
sounds
good to me.
Stay in the 80s. Then we could do the team ups later. But I'm with you. I like the individual ones where they kind of go deep on a character.
Yeah.
Those are
cool. We'll kick it around. And if anybody's listening and you've got any ideas of what you'd like us to read, just go ahead and shoot us a note. You can find us at Casual. You can find me at Casual Comics Guy. You can find us at casualcomicsguy.com. Shoot us a note. You can message us at any of those places and we'll take a look at it and add it to our rotation. But totally. Until then, thanks so much for reading these with me, guys. This is so much fun. And I'm really looking forward to the next one.
Yeah, ditto, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Likewise.
All right. Well, cheers, everybody. Talk to you soon.
And cheers, everyone. If you've got a comic book you'd like to hear us talk about, please let us know on Twitter at Casual Comics Guy, at our blog, casualcomicsguy.com, or on our Facebook page, Casual Comics Cast. So until next time, stay safe and stay frosty, people.